then certainly he is and has sent a refuge for us many different times to help us. And the Bible talks about that there were cities of refuge that you could run to. And as long as the king was alive, he was protected. Aren't you glad we found a city of refuge? And we don't have to worry about our king dying. Amen. God bless you. In the book of 1 Corinthians, in the 3rd chapter, is where we'll be reading from. And while you're getting your Bibles out and turning there, let me make mention of a baby shower that's going to be here at the church on June the 2nd. And this is for Miss Ruby's great granddaughter that's on the way. Yes, but let's remember this announcement. It'll be at 2 o'clock here at the church, and it's given by Melinda and Judy.
No one's obligated. They're going to borrow our church basement, so yes. You're all welcome, she said.
That's all right. Good couple, and we need to pray for them, help them any way that we can. And so remember that first child and Ruby's first great grandchild. Amen. So remember that this evening. Book of 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. If you found it and like to stand for the reading of God's word, let's go to the first part of the chapter and start reading in verse 1, where he says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet are you able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not yet carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God giveth the increase." And stop reading there in verse 7. This is a good springtime message that the Lord has laid upon our hearts. Becky and I have been working feverishly trying to get our garden to grow. And I say that, and some of y'all envision these great big plots and think that it's actually about a 10 by 10. But it's a big garden, especially when you start working in it. And Paul was talking to the Corinthian church because they had started boasting amongst themselves. If you go over to the first chapter, you'll find that they was boasting that some would say, "I am of Paul," and some others would say, "I am of Apollos," and some say, "What I was of Cephas," and some would say, "I'm of Christ." There was a division amongst the people, if you'll have it, that I got saved when Paul was preaching, or I got saved when Cephas was preaching, or I got saved when Apollos was preaching. And there was some there that would say, "Well, I can top you all off because I was there when Jesus was preaching. And I got saved when he passed by." And because of this division, there came into the church. And Paul, I like how he how he put this phrase when he said that you're all carnal. All of your envy and strife is carnal and your divisions, and you walk as men. He said that there were some things that he wanted to say unto you. He wanted you to have the meat, but you're not able because you're on the milk of the word. And he says, "And neither are you able still." I like the way he puts that, Brother Larry. In other words, you should have grown up by now. And you're still on the milk of the word, still holding to, "I did this and I did that. And what did you do?" And I said this is a good springtime message because everything that we plant, I take credit for. I'm just going to confess and get it out of the way. If I help hold the ground, I planted it. Anybody else that way? If I dropped the seeds in the ground, I planted it. If I moved it from one spot in the yard to another, I planted it. If somebody brought me a sapling and I put it in the ground, I planted it. You understand what I'm trying to say? We like to take credit for everything. But Paul is saying to the church there that you and I have done nothing. When it comes to a soul being born into the kingdom of God, and I didn't even give you my text. My text tonight is working together. Working together. Because all we can do is our little part. We can sing our song. We can testify. We can work in the field. We can do a lot of things. This morning after church, I had some to stop by and they said, great message. And I looked at them and I said, "Now, thank you for your help." Because I realize that without you, without the Spirit, without God, that we can't preach. It takes all of us working together in order to get people into the kingdom of God. And I want to brag on our church because I've always bragged on our church how close we work. But I don't know if we've ever worked as close as we have been lately. And I want us to keep working close. Because it's not you or I that saves them. It's God that does all the work. We do just our little part. We present Him. Because if we do that, then all we can say is, God did a great work in the service today. Wasn't He good the way He poured out His Spirit upon us and we felt the Spirit, as they used to say in the old time church, how it flowed from breast to breast and how that you could feel the conviction in the midst of the church. And all we can do is look at each other and say, I had just a little part in it. And people say, well, I don't even know if I would say that. Sometimes if we carry the water bucket, we had a little part in it. If we help break the ground up, we had a part in it. If we all do our little part, God will do His part and we'll all rejoice in the harvest time. And I said this is a springtime message because we don't even, it's amazing. Last night I went in the house and I told Becky, I said, you see the beans are up? And she said, I saw them the other day. I said, no, they're really up. We got some beans that's up about an inch and a half. And I said, you want to go out there with me and look at them? So we was out there, we was like two kids looking at beans coming up out of the ground. And people say, what's the significance of that? It's because the beans just popped through the ground. And Becky and the others was talking before church tonight. We've already started canning. Amen. The anticipation is already there about the harvest that we're going to bring in out of this little garden. And I paint these pictures to go with the message tonight because if we really begin to get excited about what God has done and say, Lord, it doesn't matter if I'm hoeing or if I'm plowing. It doesn't matter if I'm singing or if I'm praying. It doesn't matter if I'm the doorkeeper or if I'm the song leader or if I'm the preacher. It doesn't matter, Lord, where you put me. Just let me do a little part to try to lead some lost person to Jesus Christ before it's too late. And if we'll do our little part, I promise you this, God will do His part. He'll do His part. Because whether I put the seed in the ground, and I'm using a natural picture, I may have took the tiller and messed up the ground, and Becky may have dropped the seed in the ground. I may have carried some water. She may have got the hose out and did some watering. It doesn't matter what we did. Has anybody ever planted any seeds and nothing came up? I have done it. See, we can do all that, Sister Ruby, we think that we're supposed to do, and we start expecting something to grow. We did our part, but folks, if God doesn't do His part, nothing's going to happen. Amen. This message tonight is to remind us we have a part to do. Every one of us has got a part to do in the service of God, in the church, whether it be working in the service or whether it be out in the hedges and the highways working or whether it be in a home where people have just lost loved ones and going and visiting with them and spending some time with them and letting their loved ones that don't know Jesus Christ as you do and as I do, let them know that, folks, this is not a game. This is reality. We're all leaving this world. And it doesn't matter who was preaching when you got saved. And most of us probably remember the preacher that was preaching when we got saved. But it doesn't matter who was bringing the word. You know, we all got saved by the same message. Think about this. Every one of us got saved by the same message. And the message was, Jesus come to save sinners. And we was a sinner that got saved. And when it comes time for that garden that we've worked in already so feverishly, and I know that there's more work, you just can't plant it and then walk away and come back at harvest time, can you? There's still more work to be done. We've got some new converts that the church still has some work to do in. We've got to groom them. We've got to get them ready for this world, because the world is a harsh place. Every once in a while, it doesn't matter how good we till up the ground, get it ready to plant, you turn around and just a few more days, there'll be weeds back in your garden. Somebody's got to get out there and do some hoeing. I just got Becky a brand new hoe before church tonight. And you know I said Becky, right? Because it fits her hands just perfect. I tried it. It isn't mine. And I say that. But we've all got work to do. Every one of us. Some of us is planting. Some of us are tilling. Some of us is doing the... We have to come back and cultivate it every once in a while. And she was asking me, is this the right hole? Or is that the right hole? And I said, I don't know which one you want. You liked the way I worded that, didn't you? I don't know which one you want. Do I want a long handle or do I want a short handle? I said, well, a long handle will mean you don't have to bend over as much. See, I was looking out for her. Working together, we can have a lot of harvest. We have seen so many souls saved this year. And I'm so excited. Every service we come, I look for somebody to come down the aisle. Don't you? Just like the two that come this morning, they just wanted to come and pray. Now this is a great work. Listen at this church. He started coming here just visiting every once in a while. And if you know anything about their homeland and their country, you know this, that they don't worship God as we do. They don't. But when I knelt down there and I began to pray with them, I said, do you believe in God? He said, yes. I said, praise the Lord. Because you know, if we can be help to somebody else to grow, plant some seeds in their life that they might grow and take it back to their homeland, wouldn't that be something? We've got missionaries that, and I'm going to miss somebody. We've got some that are in the Philippines. We've got some that is in France, right? Greece. And we've got some that love a child is in many different Haiti places. But all of these, but we may have got some new ones coming. And people say, you think that God can do all that? I know that with us working together, if we keep working the field, you know what the worst thing is that you could happen? Is get the field, get the garden planted, and then walk off and leave it. Because weeds will overtake it. The devil will overtake our crops if we're not careful. That's why we need to be cautious. Then I'll share this and then I'll move on real quick tonight. Y'all preached me so hard this morning. With the help of the Lord, I don't know how much longer I can go tonight. But let me tell you, Becky and I was already talking, in order to protect that little garden that we've got to put a fence around it. I'm thinking 7-foot chain link ought to do it. But probably something about 2.5 foot will do just fine. Because, Sister Ruby, you know as well as I, the animals will come in and take it over. They'll enjoy your labor. Folks, the devil would like nothing more. And it's not just in the world, but can I get help tonight in this? The devil will come right in the midst of the church and try to pluck out the harvest that God has given to this church. Folks, we need to work. We need to put up fences around it to protect it so that we can be able to walk together and to work together and try to help each other make it through this life. And we've got brothers and sisters here that as much as I enjoy working, and I say this, it doesn't matter to me where they put me at. Have y'all not heard me preach this before in messages like this? That it doesn't matter if I'm preaching or if I'm the doorkeeper. Wherever God wants me to be, that's where I want to be. Because there's a time for us to do our part. And when God says it's your time, it's time to move. It's time to get to work. And I said this in years gone by in a message that we was preaching. And don't hold this against me, but years ago I used to raise tobacco, and one time I went out there and I had to hoe it. And some of you that's never hoed a tobacco field, you don't know what you've been missing all your life. But I went out there on a day like yesterday or today to go out there and hoe it. And the ground was so hard that when I would take the hoe and I would hit it against the ground to chop up that weed, the hoe would almost bounce right up in the air. One of the things I found is that when I took a file and I began to sharpen that hoe, it cut a whole lot better. How that fits in this message is that we need to be sharp so that any time that God pulls us and says, it's your turn, that we're ready to go to work. Working together that we might see your people and mine get right with God, and for those that are lost, that we'll see them saved. Because there's going to come a harvest. Every seed that's been planted, folks, there's going to come a harvest. Whether it's a harvest unto the good or a harvest unto damnation depends on how we work in our fields. We've got a big field to work in, do we not? And folks, I can't do it by myself. The deacons can't do it by themselves. We need everyone working together. And we have. And you say, well, if we have, why would God lay this message upon your heart about working together? Because there is no room for us to get a big head that I have done this and I have done. I kid with Becky and I kid with others. Somebody will come to the house and I'll say, yeah, I planted that. And she'll look at me and she says, you didn't plant that. I planted that. And I said, well, I planted one beside it then. Because I did something. And I'm going to take credit for something. Amen. Might not be much, but I'm going to take credit for it. But when it comes to the house of God, I can't take any credit for what happens in this house. Because it's not what you and I do. It's God that gives the increase.
Amen.
It's God that gives the increase. Does not the Bible teach us that if a man thinketh himself to be something when he is nothing? See, we ought not think higher of ourselves than what we really are. All we are laborers in the field of life, trying to get our people in. And the more we work together, the more we say, Lord, if it's me you want to use today, I'm ready. Be like the prophet. Here am I, Lord, send me. Be ready that whatever it is God calls upon. You want me to sing a song today, Lord? I'll sing a song. You want me to testify? I'll testify. Do you need me to go work in the field? I'll go work in the field. Whatever it is that you'd have me to do, Lord, that's what I want to do. Because you've got a great, great responsibility. How many of you's got lost loved ones tonight? Raise your hands, would you? You know what we've got to do? We've got to work. Because quickly, the night is coming when no man can work. Quickly, Brother Les said it today, and I'll close. He said, I believe that we're living in Revelation time. He says, I'm probably by myself. I said, no, Les. There's quite a few of us that believe that we are living in the Revelation time. And folks, to start working tomorrow might be too late. Anybody ever look at yesterday and say, I wish I had done this yesterday? While it was fresh on my heart, while it's fresh on my mind. I wish I'd done that because that was a part that I should have done. And how many of you have tried to go back and do it the next day and it just didn't work? While it is upon your heart, that's when you need to move. That's when you need to move. Becky and the kids sometimes will holler at me and they'll say, Dad, just stop. Just sit down and rest. You've done enough for a day. And I'll say, Sister Mary, there's one more thing I got to get done. And the reason being is because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And while it's upon my heart, I've got to move. I've got to get it done. Because otherwise, I'm getting old and forgetful. And it'll get away from me. Folks, when God says move, that's when we need to move. By working together, I didn't even let the water out of the baptistry today. Because we still got a sister that needs to be baptized. And I pray And you say, man, you've got high expectations. My prayer is at least two Sundays a month we get to use this thing.
Amen.
And some people say, well, you're selling God short. I said, should have said four Sundays a month. And people say, that's impossible. Nothing is impossible with God.
Amen.
If people are willing to hear the word and the church is willing to work together, we can see great things happen in this house. He's already showed us that He can do it. But let us not think more of ourselves than what we know that we are. Sometimes somebody will go by me at work and they'll call me sir. And I say, you don't have to call me sir. I said, I'm not anybody. I know where I'm at. And you know what? In this house, some folks reverend the position that I hold. And there's nothing wrong with that. But folks, I'm nothing more than just a man. Nothing more. But I'm a saved man. Going to heaven. And I'm willing to work wherever God puts me. You know what I say? Just let me work, Lord. And I'll close with this. How many of you are afraid of work? Okay, I didn't see. Well, only a couple of hands went up. But you know, in the house of the Lord, folks, if we'll just do our little part, Jesus Christ has already done all the work. He's already done all the work. All we have to do is our little part. And God has never asked us to do anything that is beyond what we're capable of doing. He has not. Tonight, while we come to the close of this service, I'm going to ask if you would to close with me in an altar of prayer. Because we've got so many needs. The needs are so great.